Welcome to another edition of the Gaming Gang Extra Origins 2012 Raw. This time around, Jeff and I are talking with Zev Schlossinger, the Z-Man himself from Z-Man Games. Zev will be discussing Turnane and the newest incarnation of Goa, as well as the Z-Man lineup for the rest of the year. Plus, a surprise visit from the Bag Lady. All in this short interview with Z-Man Games. Once again, we bring you another interview from the Exhibitors Hall at Origins. We call these interviews raw simply because the sound quality may not be up to our usual standards, and we present the pieces with minimal editing. So, with no further ado, let's join Zev at Origins.
This is Elliot, and we're talking to Zev from Z-Man Games. Zev, welcome to the show.
Good.
What has Z-Man Games brought to Origins this time?
We're premiering two new games, Turnane and Goa, the reprint of Goa.
Excellent. Can you tell me a little more about them?
A little more about Goa?
What was the other one?
Our Turnane. We just want to say Turnane is not the sequel to Troyes. It is the same designers. It is Pearl Games who did both games originally, but it is a different game. So don't ask me if it's an expansion. It's not.
Not an expansion. Okay, we got that.
Go is the game that people know and love, the Eurostar game that's been in print for quite a while. We made some changes here and there, but you can pretty much still play the same game.
I see you do have Undermining here, which we haven't had a chance to look out yet. Now, that came out pretty recently, too, didn't it?
I believe that premiered at last Essen.
Well, we never get to go to Essen.
Yes, and then you figure it came into the States like November or so, something like that. So, yeah, we've had it out almost about 9 months or so, maybe a little less. Well, we got a few other games here, Ninjato, Dark Minions, Yggdrasil, some Dungeon Pets. You know me, I always bring a bunch of games. But it's never in my whole catalog. There's still a lot of games we don't have. We just don't have room to display it all.
I was going to ask you about Dungeon Pets because I just recently got a chance to play Dungeon Lords. So it's kind of a sequel.
See, once again, it's just set in the same world as Dungeon Lords. The imps this time, they're doing something else. They're raising pets here. And it's just a matter of they're exhibiting them. They're taking care of them, putting them in cages, cleaning their poop, feeding them, and so on and so forth. So really, it's the same art style, but it's just the same world. It's not a sequel. The two games play very, very differently, Dungeon Lords and Dungeon Pets. It's not an expansion, and definitely check it out. If you like Dungeon Lords, you'll probably like Dungeon Pets, and there are people who don't like Dungeon Lords that might like Dungeon Pets because it's less involved, let's say, and a shorter time frame than Dungeon Lords.
Does it come with the same nice little package of tiny imp figures?
Yes, it does. And actually, they're multicolored this time, so you got different colored imps.
Oh, yes. Excellent. Excellent. Yeah. Very good. So what's going on with Z-Man Games?
The usual. We're publishing games. We're coming out with stuff. We'll have stuff at Gen Con and before it and after it and Essen. We're still doing the same shows pretty much, the same big shows. We're premiering, a bunch of games. We're just probably not doing as many games as we did like a year or two ago. Trying to keep it down more.
Huge number of games that came up. About 2 years ago, maybe stretched you a little thin,
It was about like 34 some odd games with reprints and stuff. Yeah, it was pretty crazy, and I was going to go down anyway because it really was too much. But now we're going down to a more manageable, I think we're trying to keep it to under 20, like about 15 a year or so. It also gives time for the other games to breathe and get marketed where people can get a handle on the games coming out. Because, I had complaints where people said, I used to buy every one of your games, but now you have five come out 1 month, I can't handle that. And that's understandable. So that's what I'm trying to be careful of. And the new Z-Man, we're working hard on just being able to market, slow down the pace and market.
As far as Gen Con, what's on the horizon? You mentioned you've got some releases that you've got up your sleeve for August.
If all goes well, if everything comes in time, we should be premiering Alcatraz, the Scapegoat, Atlantis Rising, and probably Battle Beyond Space. That's the one.
I was going to say, I'm not familiar with Battle Beyond Space. I know we talked about the other two titles.
Tell us.
Okay, thank you.
And yes, Z-Man Games needs bags.
Wow.
Good to know.
I don't know. You don't look like you need a bag, Zeb. You okay?
I do. I don't know. The Battle Beyond Space, it's been on our docket for a while. It's basically a rather, I don't want to say simple, but easy space combat game. Each player commands three squadron of fighters and two capital ships. And basically, you play a card that determines the movement of the fighters, the firing of them, and the movement of the capital ships, and you get to fire them also. So it's just a fun dog fighting, ship fighting game. You're trying to collect bits of alien artifacts and stuff like that, so you get VP for that, you get VP for kills. But you play one of four races, you have special abilities that you can use usually once per game, or you can activate once at a time or something. I would say just distill something like a Starfleet Battles down to a really manageable 45-minute hour game without...
Sure, you know, that would be nice.
Yes, that kind of stuff. And I love Starfleet Battles. I mean, I grew up on it, exactly. So, but it's that kind of a space combat game that I think you can easily get into to, you know, learn the game in like 5-10 minutes and play 45 minutes an hour. It fills that nice little niche over there.
Very good.
Any last words you'd like to share with our listeners about Z-Man Games?
Yeah, I mean, we're still around. It's still Z-Man Games. That's what it says on the box. That's what it is. Yep. It's new owners, but it's still the same, you know, philosophy. We're trying to come out with cool games and fun games, unique games. Yeah, and just trying to be a nice, fun force in the industry.
What would you say has been your best seller this year?
This year? Good question. I mean, we still sell Agricola and Pandemic very well, but probably Aura and Labora was probably, because that, you know, when it came in, went out, supposed to get a reprint like next month or so, and I think there's a heavy demand for that still. So yeah, I would say that's probably our big sell for the year, at least in terms of a new game.
Well, thanks a lot for talking to us, Ev.
My pleasure.
And you need bags.
And I need bags. Oh, my God.
There you have it. Thank you to Zev for talking with us at Origins 2012. You can take a look at the games we discussed in this interview by visiting zmangames.com. Thank you for listening, and be sure to stay tuned for more Origins Extras, as well as our regularly scheduled episode of The Gaming Gang.